Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. I'm sure you know that last week, the East Coast was blanketed with a major storm. Some areas had blizzard conditions, while other locations received less of a storm. Why? This is due to local weather patterns. First, let's start with predictions. The public listens to their favorite meteorologist and expects the exact weather. So whatever he or she says, they're expecting that to precisely happen. Well, when I taught a meteorology course, I always said the weather was like the weather, meaning it's always changing. You see, the definition of weather is the condition of the atmosphere at a specific time and place. Well, if that's true, the meteorologist is predicting a storm for a specific place before that specific time. Henceforth, conditions can and will change. No, I'm not letting your favorite meteorologist off the hook, but I'm just letting you know that predictions are just that, predictions. So let's bake a cake. You're going, what are you talking about here? Is this like the podcast show for cooking? No. You see, when I also taught that meteorology class, I would always talk about ingredients. And to make a certain type of storm, you needed specific ingredients. So let's make a blizzard. Well, you need three ingredients to make a blizzard. You need cold air. That's coming out of the Arctic, and typically the jet stream is dipping down low. It's letting cold air race out of the Arctic. You need moisture. That is typically coming up from the south. So you've got two of the three ingredients. And the third one you need is wind. Well, remember, the jet stream was dipping down low, so as it's dipping down low, that is bringing the winds, and there are your three ingredients. But local weather patterns, where you live specifically, are going to affect the storms themselves. So what about, and where do you live? Is it the proximity to the ocean? Well, the ocean temperatures, and I checked for this storm, and I checked off the New York, New Jersey coast in that area, and I was looking at ocean temps about 35 plus degrees. Well, now you've got warmer air in place. Well, now let's move if you happen to live in a city. Well, if you live in a city, typically cities, because of all the, it may be industry, all the apartment complexes, you got heating units going on, they typically are warmer than the surrounding area around them. Now let's go over to lakes and rivers. And it could be any large body of water. Well, do they freeze? If they don't freeze, they'll pick up moisture. So let me give you an example. My good buddy Doug, we've been, great friends for the longest time. Doug lives on one of the Finger Lakes to the Great Lakes. And typically, Doug is the one, and I'm calling him going, how much snow do you get? How much snow do you get? And he saw the storm coming this way, and he's going, well, how much snow are you going to get? Well, we started to discuss this because, you see, since he's on one of the Finger Lakes to Lake Ontario, obviously one of the Great Lakes, and it's called the Great Lake because it's great. They're monstrous. They're huge. Well, if it doesn't freeze, and some parts of it will not freeze. So what happens is you're going to get cold air coming out of Canada, picks up moisture, and just dumps it as snow. And the crazy thing is cold air does not hold on to lots of moisture. But it can grab that Great Lake moisture right there. It's not going to carry it for a long distance and just grab it, freeze it, make it into snow, and you go there. So how close do you live to a lake, a river? Are they frozen? Do they freeze? You go to the Delaware River. Part of it in the northern part freezes. In the southern part, typically, it does not. So you need to just really take a look. And if it's going to pick up that moisture and dump it, and if it's frozen, it can't pick it up and dump it. Well, then there are mountain regions. And then we have to figure out, well, what side of the mountain do you live on? because the north or south will also affect your weather. You also have major mountain ranges like the Appalachian Mountains. We call them steering. They're going to steer storms in a specific direction. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, the temperature will give rise to the type of snow that you get. My parents, one of my sisters, well, they live at the shore. And remember I said, during this storm, because they're at the ocean temps are 35 plus degrees. So as the storm is coming and wants to drop snow, it is dropping snow, but it's dropping wet snow. I happen to live on the top of a mountain. Well, there is colder air in place here. So for that reason, I get dry snow and I also get a greater accumulation. So depending on where you live, do you get a snowman or snowshoes? Get that? Yeah, snowman, wet or snow, easy to make. I shouldn't have to explain my humor. Anyway, the winds prevent an accurate account of the true snow totals because you always have drifting and blowing. And again, I have farm fields. So you've got the snow blowing across the fields. Well, in a suburban area, you can have parking lots, the area, the space between homes. And you're trying to find that true total, but it's sometimes difficult to do. And blizzards will also change animal behaviors. Makes sense? They will hunker down. When I was doing my graduate research on turkey vocalization, I actually tracked a turkey through a blizzard to see what he would do. And obviously, he's monstrous oak tree, like 150-year-old oak, hunkered down right next to the base of it, literally dug himself in. And that's where he stayed. Well, I went out, I guess, 2 days after the storm. Typically, I have these game trails. And on the game trails, it is a traffic jam of tracks, like everywhere, every animal moving through. Well, 2 days later, I went out, and there was just minimal traffic from deer. You see, they had hunkered down for such a long time to make sure that they are safe as well. So you can make more accurate predictions for your location now that you understand the physical features of the earth may warm, steer away, bring colder air, or dictate the type of snow and amount. Now, the next time the meteorologist is making a prediction, you can fine-tune it for your home and you will be better prepared. Until next time, enjoy life's adventure.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.